Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We were talking about the glory of God and, you know, if you've never experienced the presence and the glory of God. Of course, the glory of God is multidimensional when you talk about it and think about it. But when you get answered prayer, when God makes himself known to you, when mm-hmm. when you see provision, when you see God, you know, touch somebody you've been praying for, I mean, this is the glory of God. I mean, it's just the manifestation of his awesomeness. But the tangible presence of the glory of God, we're designed for this. We're built for the glory of God. Revelation talks about the river of God that flows from the throne of God, and in it, you know, it's just life forevermore, and it's surrounded by the trees that its leaves are healing for the nations and the presence of God. Understand this, that if you've never been in the presence of God in the tangible, physical presence of the Lord, you may have a different mindset, but understand this, trust me, you were designed. Now, sin wasn't designed for the presence of God. But the cross was designed to allow us to be in the glory of God. The cross was designed by God so we can actually deal with a sin issue at the cross of Jesus Christ and receive his forgiveness so that we can boldly enter into his glory. And there's three things I think about when I think about the glory of God. One is heaven is going to be awesome. You know, just being in his presence forever. And there's so much darkness and sin and just, you know, schemes going on in this world that we're in right now, this dark world of Satan is trying everything he can. But I think of three words. I think of the glory of God. I think of weighty. I think of thick, the word thick. Mm-hmm. And I think of the word charged. And when I think of weighty, I remember at the Brownsville Revival when God began to pour himself out. Well, prior to that, you know, I've never experienced what I was about to experience before, but God spoke to me and showed me in a dream of what it was going to be like. I mean, he showed me where I literally fell under the power of God and I was just overtaken by his presence. And I was more like, what meanest thou this? Cause I'd never had the experience, but I just was pondering that in my heart. And of course, suddenly God just begins to pour himself out on Father's Day of 95. And you know, since then, you know, God's glory has just been awesome. And, you know, that's been since 1995.
Wow.
And, think about, I remember I was sitting in a chair by the, man who was running a soundboard, and there was a service going on and people had come from all around to be able to experience God, you know, the refreshing of the Lord, the awesomeness of God. And at Steve Hill, the evangelist was, preaching a message of repentance. By the way, if that is the message, repentance is the message. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting in this chair upright on a chair, and it just became real heavy. I mean, it's like every part of me was being pressed down from above me, pushing me down. Of course, I'm in a chair, so I'm like, there's nowhere to go. And it was just pushing on my head and my shoulders, and every part of me was just pressing like a gravitational pull just cranked up, and I was like experiencing 5 G's, you know, 5 glories. God, just like 5 G's. And it was just pressing me, and I was thinking, you know, you're thinking, because it doesn't hurt, but you're thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, God's glory is just overtaking. What do I, you know, and also I was thinking, you know, if I was on the floor, this would be so, you know, because I'm thinking, just in my mind, I'm like, I could be rescued. I could, somebody could just knock me out of this chair and I could hit the floor. And somehow in the midst of that, the weightiness of God just literally took me out of that chair and just pressed me down in an awesome way. So it's not like flesh. It's just, it's the awesomeness of God's spirit pressing against your spirit and the weightiness. It's like a blanket. It's like a warm, heavy. It's like weighty. A glory of God. And it's just an awesome thing. I'll never forget that, but it took me from sitting upright and just enjoying what God was doing to all of a sudden being overtaken to all I could do was try to do everything I can just to sit up. And then finally my relief was to be on the floor somehow. And all of a sudden God just kind of just put me in like a vacuum chamber of his precious a heavy glory. And I think of the word weighty.
Yeah. You know, I remember those same experiences. It was beautiful. Up to that point, I've never experienced the glory of God at all. Not, I had no grid for it. But I could literally sense that what was happening in the invisible realm was definitely affecting the physical realm in my body, because I just felt his presence was, and we say heavy, I wasn't like it hurt, but the best way that I could describe the weightiness for me was like when you go to a dentist and they put that mat on you and they give you an X-ray in your teeth.
Yeah, that's like a thick mat.
Pressing up against you, and it's heavy, but it's not hurting you, but you feel something's definitely on you.
It's like God is up against me now.
Yeah.
I'm busy right now.
But remember that his presence, glory, just falling on me to the point where I'm standing and worshiping, and I just felt like my shoulders shrinking and going down, and I'm like, okay, I'm feeling this. And the only proper response for me at that point is like, okay, I will lay on the ground. I will get as low as I will melt into the
carpet.
Can't
get no lower than that.
Yeah. I mean, and you're prostrate before the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing. You know what? The word says he'll take us from glory to glory. And it's amazing how so many times this may have happened to you. It was my journey for a part of my life when I first came to God. Was you want to change so bad. You want things to happen in your life. And you say, okay, God, I just want to get this. And you start trying to do it on your own. And you know what? You couldn't even save yourself. I couldn't save myself. I needed a savior. And it was amazing that what I couldn't do on my own, what just a few moments in his presence, it was like God was doing heart surgery every time I was laid out under the glory. Yeah. I mean, he was just changing things on the inside of me. And I'd get up and I just knew things were different.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I knew things were different.
Yeah.
And it manifested in my life. There was fruit that it was just different now. Things that I had struggled with, things that I was trying to fix, I couldn't fix. But in his glory, things just fell off, and I was just like, God, you know, and from that time till now, I mean, there's moments, there's waves, but there's a greater glory coming. Let me tell you,
why we're talking about it, because remember, we're talking the other day about what God showed us during a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting, that another outpouring is about to come in a powerful way. Now, you have different, where individuals get touched, 10 or 12 people get touched or whatever, but we're talking about that a mass amount of people get touched in America, possibly the world. And that's why we're talking about this. And you can go back and probably, if you're listening to the highlight on the torch, there should be a related link here to connect you to what was shared about the 7 day time of fasting and prayer. We wanted to be able to whet your appetite and raise your expectations about what God's going to do. Understand this. It doesn't matter what you come to the table with, you know, it when you get there, I don't care what it is, it can't stand in God's presence. And when his glory envelops you, it just all becomes small. It all becomes irrelevant. And things you thought could never happen just begin to happen. And the next thing I think about after weightiness, and there's just tons of stories like that, is thickness, like thick, not thin, but thick. I remember many times when all of a sudden God's presence would begin to get so thick. And this is what he showed us in our time of prayer and fasting, that it was so thick. But imagine standing in a river. Imagine standing in a river, and it's about ankle deep, maybe, or about knee deep, maybe a little bit less than that. And when you stand still, the current is coming against the water, is coming against your legs, and as it's parting way, and then it continues to go down the river, a moving river. And but yet it's the water in the sense is thick because it's a substance. Now imagine there is no water river, but there's a glory river, and you're standing up, and the thickness of God's glory is passing through at different levels. And just imagine if it's about around your knees, and you're feeling this thick glory of God just kind of moving. There's a river of God teeming with life. You know, this is the river of God coming from the throne of God. It's all you can just describe it. And it's charged. It's electrically charged. It's just like everything it's supposed to be is, and it's like everything about you comes alive in the glory of God. It's like everything fires right, you know what I'm saying, all the parts and pieces. But at the same time, because of the power of this river, your body doesn't function right. So say that it's from your knees, it's from your knees down, but the rest, it's not from your knees up. So from your knees down, all of a sudden your joints and everything and your ankles and your knees start getting like rubber. It's just like everything turns into rubber and it just doesn't function. It's like, help me, you know, I'm just, you're trying to walk and you're like, no, no, I'm not, you know, I'm not suffering from mild retardation or anything right here. I'm just trying to get, I'm going down. I'm going down.
I'm not under the influence. I'm not stumbling.
Right.
Know?
Right. These men are not drunk as you suppose. Mm, right.
Exactly.
And so, then in the context of that, that when you obviously can't stand much longer, and that's one of the things God was showing is that the glory is going to be so thick that you're trying to walk in and you're going to have assistance just to be able to get to someone. And it's like, see, what happens is when we, that's what we need. We need to be refreshed. We need that. There's a time of refreshing when repentance comes. And that time of refreshing, we need that to be able to move on. We need God to touch us as a people, as his church. And the world will flock to where his glory is. Yes, the glory of God, hope of the world is Christ in us. The hope of glory is Christ in us. But understand when we, our faith ignites that glory that's in us. God's glory comes down in a powerful way from heaven. Those two encounter each other, and it's a powerful thing. And so the thickness of God's glory. And finally, that I think of just electrical charge. Just imagine just the whole atmosphere filled with static electricity, with holy glory static. Hmm. And it's like for some reason, all the things that Jesus tells us to do, everybody just starts doing it. It doesn't automatically. It's like people are freed up and you have people loving on each other and just greeting each other and they're just so happy and they're so free. And it's like all the oppression of the adversary, it cannot even stand in that kind of environment. And it's just a powerful, powerful thing. You see, where in a short period of time, the world can be touched in a powerful way, you know, by the glory of God. And he's shown us this is what is about to take place on the earth. It's going to be the best of times, and it's going to be the worst of times. The best of times for those who are in love with God, and the worst of times for those who are in love with the world. But the whole purpose of that worst of time is to motivate the lovers of the world to become lovers of God, because God loves them. So I want to encourage you that it doesn't matter what you're thinking. God is not confined to your own mind. He's outside of your mind. I like what David Hogan would say, because he would just be a wild man. He would say, listen, you know, I'm not out of my mind. I'm out of your mind. I'm out of your mind. And think about it. Quite often, that's exactly what is happening. And when God begins to move, you just have to let him do what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And when he just begins to move, and I want to encourage you, go after God. Begin to believe God. Begin to just say, you know what, I'm going to deal with the sin in my life. I'm going to deal with the sin in my life. And I'm going to say, God, I want to deal with the sin in my life. I want this out of my life. I don't want it anymore. And with that, we just say, you know what? God, take it all out, every bit of it out. Whether it's big sin, small sin, little sin, every bit of the sin out of my life. And you'll be surprised. You know, with God's grace, that is possible. You begin to walk, and anything happens in your life, you deal with it at that moment. You don't let it linger, and you don't let it stay. And it creates an environment for God to manifest his glory in a powerful way. Many, many powerful outpourings and move of God started with people beginning to just confess their sins and say, you know what? You know, I've sinned, God. God, forgive me. This is what I've done against you. This is what I've done against others or whatever. And then God begins to move in a powerful, powerful way. So I just wanted to share with you. So we said we were going to share with you about the glory of God, and we didn't do that. And I know a lot of you probably were pretty sad about that, but there it is. You've got it, the glory of God. So begin to believe God for that. We have wonderful testimonies of the power of God. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.